Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, August 9th, 2015 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. Sisters and brothers, on some level, don't we all want to face the truth with our lives? Want to know what are the true motive forces shaping our lives, our world, even the power guys? Last week, we said that the most significant implication of the fact that we're stuck in a story called class is the atrophy of thought, certainly in those would-be gods, the global state statesmen, but also in us, to the degree that we let them lead. And that without an authentic self, we said, an authentic self, thought can't develop. And in another recent show, John Stuart Mill corroborated this, saying that any society which disallows dissent, and I am arguing with the very body I walk around in, that it disallows dissent, inevitably descends to debasement. And we've discussed how the class system, which impresses a single pattern of thought across all social institutions, is necessarily totalitarian. And that's a quote we got from Lester Crocker. You can see that at the beginning, near the beginning of Unpacking Democracy, which you can download as a PDF. All the books I write, I put out free. You can check it out from the tools menu. Today, we'll look at another aspect of this. Of this essential weakness of constitution in the leaders, which has infected the body of the people with its atrophy of thought. The dismantlement, this other aspect, is the dismantlement of the authentic, of truth itself, as power suppresses all but what legitimates its existence, while feeding us for history a story that is its invention. When humans have no access to the actual circumstances that shape them, thought erodes. Not just in us, because we're given our thought by the rulers, but even more profoundly in them, because even in their most private musings, they cannot look truthfully at their beginnings, which makes them incapable of honest introspection, of sincere self-examination. And it is into the hands of these most emotionally stunted few that we have conveyed our children and youth, the dearest hopes of our lives, the health of the planet, all the priceless gifts the earth has given us. In an early blog, I wrote that in many ways, the word that started me down this path of speaking out about the unethical practice of putting our unique earth-given gifts on the market was waste. And we'll be examining in more depth this aspect of the horror of class as we discuss Kropotkin's meaning when he says, how economical is freedom? Where would we be without Alice?